Gabe and Amanda Waterhouse Clark run Cold Spring Ranch up in North New Portland. Gabe and Amanda, who are both members of the Bates College Class of 2002, raise grass-fed beef that they supply to the Whole Foods supermarket chain and to such premium main restaurants as 4th Street in Portland. And Bates College also uses their beef. Prior to founding their own operation in this rolling country about 70 miles north of Bates, the Clarks spent 3 years running a cattle ranch in Northern California. The experience taught them what not to do.
Some of the things that struck me out there were we sold animals in auction, and I'd done enough calculating on what it cost me to produce them that I knew I lost money before I ever had a chance to change it. You know, you go to the auction yard, whatever the buyers are willing to give is what you therefore have to take. So I quickly realized that if it was a business I was going to be in as a business and not just as a hobby, that wasn't really going to fit. When I was working a full-time job and making hay all night, I realized that I was not going to have a marriage or a life if I did that. So it's been a process of us figuring out what we could do to enjoy this lifestyle.
Thankfully, we experienced that and realized that that wasn't going to work, however great it might seem.
3 years out there, I don't think I ever left for more than 4 or 5 days.
Because of Maine's climate, land, and infrastructure, the beef industry here is small scale. Gabe Clark.
One of the hard things in the beef industry is actually processing facilities. Good, USDA inspected, well-managed processing facilities. We are exceptionally lucky to have Arnold Luce with Luce's Meats down the road from us. They do a great job. They take a lot of care to meet our needs. We have some restaurants that we work with that are very particular about what they get. Sam Hayward's come from 4th Street. We work with Primo out on the coast.
But the Clarks, like their counterparts at organic vegetable farms and artisan bakeries in Maine, are finding that Mainers are increasingly eager for good food that's grown in the state.
I'd like to demonstrate that farming or ranching or whatever you want to call it in Maine can provide a similar lifestyle and happiness to any other job or business, or maybe even better.
This is Doug Hubley reporting for Bates College.